you're listening to the one and only Radio.
What's up, yo? It's your girl, Lady Lou, and this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Y'all already know how I do it. I get right into the topic of the night, wasting no time. If you're not following me on Instagram, I suggest that you do now. Get with the wave. Lady Lou. No, it's actually, I changed it. It's Lady underscore Lou on Instagram. I changed it. I took the 215 off. But those that don't know, I'm from Philly, born and raised. This is what it is. The topic for tonight is, should women propose to men? And I wanted to talk about this topic because as the new generations have been going on, you've been seeing more women propose to men less than men proposing to women. Honestly, I think it's all some type of rush in it. You know, the women are ready and the men are not, because I'm a firm believer that men go after what they want because they are born with different type of egos than we are. And a lot of times when men, you know, wants a wife, or he wants a woman that he's with to be his wife, he makes her his wife. So when you get, you know, some of these situations where women are getting on their knees proposing to men, I suggest all my sisters stop doing it. You know, I'm really not with that shit. Like, I'm just not with it. I don't feel like a woman should have to get down on her knee and propose to a man, you know, because she wants to marry him. You know, like I said, if a man wants to marry you, sis, that's what he gonna do. You buying a ring and going out and proposing and getting on your knee. Like, the gender roles have really switched in this world. And I fully can't even blame, you know, the public or the youth, because it's a European thing that's been pushed on you, you know, to have this mentality to think that women are equal to men and men are equal to women. Or with that being said, that's dead ass a lie. And I want my sisters in particular to stop craving to be equal to that man, because you weren't even born with the same ego or strengths or anything as that man, if any sort. So as y'all know, before I go live with the topic on the podcast, I always reach out to everybody, you know, people, my followers on Facebook, my followers on Instagram. And for the most part, everybody, male and female, was on there like, nah, that shit's weird. I had one brother tell me a sister proposed to him and he felt like the weirdest fucking individual on earth. Then I had, you know, some sisters telling me that they would propose to a guy, depending on the situation. And, you know, and I'm like, what kind of situation? And they like, well, it's only tradition that men propose to women. I'm like, yeah, fucking tradition that I don't want to break. I don't want my sisters down on their knees proposing to grown ass men. I just don't feel like it's necessary. I don't feel like you should be doing it. And if it makes me sound a little bit sexist or then call it what the fuck you want. But I think you silly on your knee proposing to a grown ass man, because a man goes after what he wants. So sis, if he ain't on his knee trying to marry your ass, that means that he's either not ready or you're not the one that he's in his mind that he wants to marry you. You know, on my part, I think is a forced kind of thing. Sisters are ready and the men are not. So at that moment, it's like, I want to do this. And like, what happens if you get on the one knee in front of all your friends and family to a man? You know, because I feel like the only time you need to be on your knees is when you're pleasing your man. You don't need to be on your knees proposing to a man. But what if you do that and then he rejects you? Then what? And I think the rejection goes both ways. But I think the rejection will hurt the woman more so because she went already out of her own skin and what she believes in, and proposed to a man and still was rejected. So I'm going to just give y'all some of the comments and the feedbacks that I got from the public. Like I said, some people were saying it was dependent on the situation. One guy said it felt fucking dead ass awkward. Even one person said, do you use sweet sauce on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? No, we don't. So, you know, we use peanut butter for peanut butter and jelly. We don't use soy sauce to to substitute for the peanut butter. So what he's saying is, fuck no, the shit is not okay. And it's weird. A lot of people, like I said, is agreeing that no. And it's a lot of people were talking about like clarity and understand, you know, and them not approving of it. But I had one person come and tell me, you know, yes, we should. And who's to say, who are you to say what gender is supposed to do what? And I've explained about the men leading, and especially the Black men in our communities, you know, and the Black men in the homes that are still in the homes, because it shows you a lot that they are not. But a lot of our kings are at home. A lot of our gods are at home with their families and raising their families and making a good money and good living. So all that Black fathers missing shit, this is a stereotype that's been programmed, because we have a lot of brothers out here with degrees, with jobs, with careers, with diplomas, that's taking care of their kids, that's coming home every night to their wives, you know. So cut the bullshit out with the stereotypes. I'm not with it, because I see a good majority of my brothers dying and fucking their lives up. And I see a good majority of my brothers graduating from college and making something of themselves and becoming assets to this world. With that being said, it was about with her. And then I had to take back, because I had to realize it was coming from a woman, but it was coming from a woman that's attracted to the same sex. So it no longer, the dialogue and conversation no longer was about a heterosexual couple. She made it about homosexuality. And this is what I really wanted to like pinpoint on this, to not to get off topic, to stay on topic, but to just talk about when we are talking about heterosexual issues and things that's going on, it's always the LGBT community or somebody of that community that's feeling some type of way about me expressing, or anybody, or heterosexuals expressing how they feel in straight relationships, in heterosexual relationships. It should not bother any gay person if a straight person has a conversation about being a straight person, because before you were gay, it were straight fucking people. So what I don't agree with is that gay people get into these conversations and these dialogues with straight people trying to pin or point out how we're the same and they shouldn't be separated or put out of anything. This was not even about you. It was about a man and a woman proposing to a man. How did you even get gay LGBT out of that? Because when I'm speaking about man, I'm talking about a man that was actually born with a penis. When I'm speaking about a woman, I'm talking about a woman that was actually born with a vagina. I'm not talking about all this freaky transition bullshit that's going on in this world today. You know, call it what you want. I'm telling it how it is. I'm speaking about real born life people, male and female. All this, don't call it gender shit. This is something that the Europeans is putting in your head. No, that man is a man. This man is a woman. And that's what the conversation was about. And she goes on to say, well, you know, I'm basically the reason I'm a part of the problem, to where's the why? So many Black men are in jail, in prison, selling drugs and killing each other because we as Black women put on too much responsibility on the man, saying that they are the leaders. First of all, I had to remind her, one, I know who the mother of this earth is, and it's the Black woman. Everybody is a part of this whole universe, this whole country, this whole, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is because of the Black woman. Everybody comes from a Black woman. Let's start there. Two, I already know what powers I have as a Black woman because I birthed two children and lost. I had two and I lost two. So which means I was able to, you know, conceive four. I know the power that I hold as a Black woman. I'm not excluding any woman out. All I'm saying is, as Black men, they are supposed to lead in that sort of jumping the broom and proposing to a woman. It's traditionally, it doesn't even look right. And if you want to take away tradition and get into this new world order bullshit that we're getting into, it still don't look right. You know, it's still people out here that can't even look at the fact that two men are getting married. You know, it's still people out here that can't look at the fact that I just looked at the new Macy's commercial and it's not even a Black father in the pictures. It's showing you a gay couple with kids. It's showing you a white couple with kids. It's showing you a Black man with a white woman with children, but it's showing the Black woman singly handed by herself. So, like I said, this is all programming and stereotyping on why people feel as though they need to step in and say things about heterosexuals and how we live in our lives. This is all bullshit on your head, you know, to tell me that homosexuals should have the same rights and it's no different and gender shouldn't be, you know, talked about who should propose to who, and this is all sexist and it's the conversation just went not where I wanted to go, because I don't like to, you know, make people, especially people in the LGBT community, feel like, you know, I don't support. Let me make this clear, okay? I had a point in my life when I was a younger child, a very younger, traumatized, hurt, abandoned child, and I confided in a female of that I knew from around my way, and that was my girlfriend for a lot of years, maybe 4 or 5 years, but I was young. Again, I was in my adolescent years. I was very young. This was in my early 20s, my early teenagers, way before my 20s, way before I had my children. And I was a lost child. I was really fucked up, and I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the support. I didn't have the strength. I didn't have the alignment. I just wasn't my true being, my true self, because I was lost in my trauma. And that brought on the same sex relationship that I held on for so long. And like I said, coming out of that, after going through therapy and after self-reflecting and after gaining knowledge, I realized that it wasn't that the woman that I was interested in, it was the companionship that I was interested in. It was the feeling loved and the feeling wanted, because I was abandoned as a child. So I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you where the knowledge, and once you get to gain that knowledge and you cleansing your soul, this is what comes along with it, the reflections. So when some of the people that know my past and know me, they say, well, you used to, you are absolutely right. I used to, when I was a child, when I didn't know any better. Now I'm an adult and I'm 32 years old, and I had so much knowledge that's been gained over the past 10 years. You couldn't even take me back there. You couldn't even find an interest in that area, because that's not what I was in it for. I was never in it for the likings of, you know, another female of that sort, to be with her, to marry her, to anything of that sort. I always still dated boys. I always still liked boys. Men are my preference. That's it. And these are the things that I was trying to explain to her. And she's like, well, you know, gay people been around for this long, and, you know, you're trying to single out us. And this is all bullshit. At the end of the day, if you are a woman that loves a woman and you want to get married, fine. It's not going to be no ego tripping there. Y'all are equal. She's a woman, you're a woman. Same thing with a man. They are in a mind state that they are women, or at least some of them, because I know some gay men that just are gay men, and they preserve themselves, and they are well-dressed, and they, you know, carry themselves as grown men and don't try to portray to be a woman. That's the thing that upsets me the most, is when you have some of these men, and if you're a gay, you're gay, but why you got to pretend or act like or try to mock a woman, when really that's the worst imitation of a woman that you can ever have, because a lot of you don't even act like women. You straight act like bitches, literally. So like I said, I'm not here to attack the LGBT community or anything like that. It's just that when we are having these conversations, straight people, heterosexual topics, heterosexual comments, it's always somebody from that group that's saying that they are left out, that you are not left out. You don't see heterosexual people butting into your business and saying, oh, we're left out. Or the fact that gay rights are more valued than African-American having rights in this country, period. You know, you're black, but if you're gay and black, you have like different rights than the heterosexual man has. Like it's all a sick European twisted mind game that they've been playing on you for so long. So like I was explaining to her about the homosexuality, you know, she says, well, she goes into talking about the made up Bible, and then it's been written over and over again, and men are born pure as women are. Society is the reason for the egos. Maybe that may be correct. Society is responsible for a lot of people's egos. Success is responsible for a lot of people's egos. Trauma, hurt, pain, a lot of those things develop egos as a barrier to get through things. And so technically the part of the reason is for dysfunction. Spirituality, we are not equal to men. No, I do not believe spirituality, we are equal to men. This is why you have relationships. And this is why when you have a relationship, there's a man and there's a woman, or it's two people that come together to better themselves with each other. They become a full force and they better themselves together. Because what you have by yourself, what you do by yourself, is not going to equal to what you would do with another person. What you do as a woman, as strong as you are, as much money are you making or whatever, it's not going to be, you're not going to have those same results or love or compare if you don't have a man. And I'm not saying you need a man. I'm just saying, like, as a woman, a real woman, she wants a man. You know, she wants to have that completed space. Same thing with men. They want to have that completed space. So a lot of times when, you know, men get to that point, like I said, of completing you or feeling like they're complete, they will make you their wife. it's no reason for you to get on your knee and do that. If he hasn't done that, sis, you not it. That's just that. And if you guys disagree with me, always leave me a message, chime in, let me know what you think. But it was just, it's been a lot of back and forth with should this happen, should this not happen. And I don't want to get too much into the homosexuality because that can be another topic for another night. Because a lot of statements were made with me and her going back and forth that would kind of take us off topic of tonight, that would take us into the LGBT community and why homosexuality exists and things like that. That would be a whole nother deep ass topic that I'll talk about on another deep ass night, just not tonight. Tonight is based on, how do we feel about men proposing, women proposing to men? And how does the man feel? Do he feel his ego's being tested? Do he feel like he's being pressured into the situation? Well, women, are you for sure that this man wants to be with you wholeheartedly, be your husband, to where as though you are out shopping for rings and throwing a whole engagement party for a man and somebody that you love and that you want to propose to? Sisters, by all means, if you feel as though your union is that strong, and this is something that you feel wholeheartedly about that you want to do, go for it. If you've went for it and you've been successful and your marriage is healthy and your bond is healthy and you guys are living a good life and this is something that you both wanted, I'm all for the black love. I'm all for that shit. I would rather a couple stay together and fight it out than I would for them to break up and split up and find another person that they probably don't even want to fucking be with. What I'm saying is, are we at the point in society that we have allowed the programming and the European lifestyle so much to influence the fact that our black sisters, our queens, our gods are getting on their knees and proposing to our gods, to our men? Like, have we gotten to that point in society that this is happening? And for real, we have, because for the past maybe year or so, I've been seeing a lot of sisters all over the internet proposing to men. And I'm trying to figure out where is the logic in it. Like, where is the logic in it? And, you know, like I said, if you guys don't agree with me, if you feel as though, you know, this is the new age and we need to, like, get into the way technology and society is moving, you know, because I'm old school. You know, I want to be surprised. I want my family there. I want my kids there. You know, I want some of my best friends there. You know, I want that full experience of, damn, you know, I want my children to witness, you know, a man getting down on his knees and proposing to me and making me his wife and making them his daughters if we don't have children together or whatever. You know, this is something that you want your daughters. Like, do we really want our daughters seeing us down on our knees proposing to a man? You know, my daughters are fucking 8 and 11, and I know they will think that shit is weird. And they don't even fully understand the concepts of relationships and things like that, because I don't bring men around my children. I haven't dated in a serious relationship in over 6 years. You know, I had like one other serious relationship. It ended really quickly because he was a very abusive man, you know, verbally and things like that. And being so I had a past, I seen the signs early on and cut that shit short really fast. So it was never like a real male figure, or hasn't been a real male figure in their lives besides their fathers, you know, outside of me. Mommy doesn't have a man at home. You know, you just see mommy and I have friends, and it's been a guy I've been dealing with for the past year. They met him one time, because if it's not real, I don't want you around my children. I don't want this to be something that, you know, we pretend that we're pretending to do. And like I said, I don't want to get off topic, but these are the things that, you know, take place when getting to know people and getting to learn people, have your children around them, have them learn, you know, what type of example are they going to be around your children? And for real, you should want a man that's going to be there, that's going to show, you know, a man's, you know, figure aspects in life, a man that's going to help you raise your children, a man that's going to be a father to your children, a husband to you. You know, these are the things that you should be looking in also when you're getting down on your knee and proposing to these guys, you know. And I don't know if it took, you know, certain laws to be passed or any of that thing to even make sisters, especially the black sisters, knowing how strong of people and human beings we are, it takes me out to even see a sister on her fucking knees proposing to a man. It blows my mind, and it's really hard to digest as some of this other non-traditional culture things that's going on in this country that we see every day, you know? So it's not like it's far-fetched, because we are seeing a lot of changes. And like I said, I'm old school and I want to jump the broom, you know? And like I was saying to my audience on Instagram and on Facebook, we've been jumping the broom since slavery. Even when we were going through the worst times in slavery, people were still getting married, still jumping the broom. And there was never a woman that initiated the marriage. It might've been an equal partnership on agreeing that this is something that they wanted to do, spend the rest of their lives together. But I don't think that the strong women, our ancestors that paved the way for us, were on their knees proposing. I don't even know if they had marriage certificates back then. I think it was just more of a spiritual thing, and it was a connection, and two people got together and realized, hey, this is what I want. This is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. And they came together spiritually and jumped the broom. Because I know the marriage license thing came, you know, some odd years later. You know, this is because that's like a contract. That's a political contract. And we're going to get into that on Wednesday, talking more into the marriage thing and the relationship thing. So, but I wanted to start here because this is something that I've been seeing very frequently on the internet. And I must agree to agree. I must agree to agree. And I want you guys, my listeners, the people that haven't been engaging on the Instagram or my Facebook page, to really leave me a message. Like, I see y'all listening. I see I have a lot of listeners. Shout out to y'all. I'm really feeling this whole new experiment thing that I'm doing with this podcast. You know, I've always been a well-spoken person. I've always been a good communicator, but sometimes I kind of dictate conversations. And, you know, sometimes I'm all over the place, but as we go on, you know, I'm getting better and better. I'm working on my craft, but I really want the feedback from you guys. Even if you, you know, leave me a small message, comment on, you know, the Facebook or the DM, like, hey, I don't agree. I do agree. I always need the feedback from the audience because you guys are important to my listeners. Now I just want to get different perspectives. I want to get different perspectives from men. I haven't had a man tell me, yes, a woman can propose to me and I'll feel okay with it. All the men said no, you know, and it was more of the women that said yes. And it was, you know, majority of the women that said no, you know, and I'm with my sisters that saying no. I'm with my sisters that believe that a man wants what a man wants and he goes and gets what he wants, you know. And to my sisters, again, that's out there. And like I said, if you feel as though your union is strong and your bond is strong and you guys, this is something that you equally want and you guys are connected on a spiritual level, go for it. If he says something to you, you know, maybe it's a financial situation. Maybe he doesn't have the money to get the rings yet. And maybe, you know, you stepped out and got the rings to help you guys out or whatever, you know, because there has been some cases that women have bought rings, you know, and bands and things like that. It's not always the man. Sometimes people have hardships, you know, but that's something that happens within a couple that they don't really talk about. You don't really hear about it until after they're divorced or no longer together or whatever. But it has happened. It has happened when sisters have bought rings and bands and that's that. But I haven't really seen too many, even in my family, women that got on their knees and proposed to a man. You know, all the women that's married in my family, a man proposed to them, you know, because he was ready to make them their wife. So with that being said, you guys let me know what y'all think about tonight's episode, tonight's topic, and we'll, you know, catch up some more on this topic, relationships, marriage, and should women be proposing to men. Make sure y'all tuning in Wednesday night, same time, with your girl, Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast, Philly, surrounding cities. Let's get it. Also, shout out to Philly artist Blake Panero. That's the artist that was featured on tonight's topic. If you were listening to the song in the background, it's a new song he just dropped called Lyric off his No Help CD, which is streaming right now on Apple Music and all other platforms. Make sure y'all go pop up. Make sure y'all check the video out on YouTube. Philly support Philly. Peace.